Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back here on Metal Shop from Little Rock, Arkansas, on tour with Obituary, it's Paul Bearer. Welcome to Seattle, guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, gentlemen. Appreciate that.
Pleasure.
We've been playing the new single a ton and looking forward to new records from you guys. Your last record, Heartless, one of the best records of 2017. I'm sorry. It was on our year-end list.
It's been a long year.
So very, very awesome to have you guys in studio. But before we get going, why don't you introduce yourselves to Metal Shop listeners and tell us what you do for Paul Bearer.
I'm Brett, and I play guitar and sing.
I'm Joe. I mostly play bass, every now and then a little auxiliary synth and backup vocals.
Nice. Nice.
I'm Devin. I play guitar and freestyle every once in a while.
Freestyle. I'm Mark, and I play drums and handle the pyrotechnics when that's applicable. Applicable.
The pyro.
Applicable.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, welcome to Seattle, gentlemen. It's a lovely day for once.
It is
here. When was the last time you guys were here?
I think it was at the Crocodile, right? Headlining show? That was an incredible show.
It was a fun one, man.
Now you guys are back in the Northwest. I got to ask you, what's your favorite Seattle band of all time?
Yeah, we just did an all-local episode a couple of weeks back. So
I'm your cliché Nirvana mega fan.
Nice.
Yeah. That's hard to say, man. Probably the Melvins.
Ooh, yeah. Nice. Melvins a good one. Classic.
Alice in Chains for me.
That's a good dude. That new song, that new Alice song, is heavy,
riff.
Dude. It's got some riffage.
I'm probably Team Nirvana. I mean, I don't know.
Team Nirvana.
Nirvana.
Team Kurt.
Nice. That's that cool. Aberdeen noise, man. Mm-hmm.
So what's going on with the new music? You guys just put out a new single, Dropout. What can we expect from you guys? When's that going to be dropping? And because, man, we're just itching. We were playing the Typo cover that you guys did a while back, too, man. We're just itching for some new Paul Bearer. What's going on with that?
Is that single for a full length, or was it just kind of, did you just drop it as like a 7-inch? Or
Adult Swim has like a series of singles. They put out like a different one each week.
Okay, that's awesome.
And so they had hit us up and said they would pay for studio time. They have like streaming rights for a day, and they'd put it on, you know, on like their bumps, like between shows and stuff on the network.
Wow.
And then so they paid for us to record a song, and it's ours. So I was like, well, absolutely.
Yeah.
So just wrote a song.
Perfect.
And we have some other new music coming this year, but no new album yet.
Okay.
We're still
kind
of in the midst of even figuring out the direction for the
record. I mean, you guys are on the road right now too. Putting in work.
Yeah, we've pretty much like, other than kind of the holidays, like late November through like January, we've pretty much toured since the March of last year.
You guys are road dogs.
That's impressive, man. Good work.
The last time, as we were just talking about, last time you came through was a headlining show at Crocodile, sold out. This one is a bit of a different vibe. It's with, of course, Obituary, Skeleton Witch, and Dustbolt. Mixed bill, but it's all heavy bands. Do you guys have a different approach when you're playing to maybe, you know, just an Obituary fan who might not be at your headlining show? Do you guys have any different approach, or you just kind of do what you do?
We've definitely kind of like cherry-picked some of our heavier material for this round.
Gotcha. Cool.
We've got like a 45-minute spot, so we try to like do pure heavy concentrate kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's all our more aggressive, like, maybe it's not our most dynamic set, but you know, it's been going over pretty well with the like more extreme like metal.
And it's fun to just kind of come out with like a caveman set, pretty much. Play just our like heaviest stuff instead of like having all of the like more proggy, lighter elements in there. It's just like
it's fun,
full like bulldozer.
One time I saw it was Meshuggah, Decapitated, and in the middle between them was Baroness, and I thought it was great because it was like it brings you up, and then it kind of melodic and like it has a dynamic to it. So it's I'm excited to see you guys kind of like heavy fast. Paul Bearer, beautiful, and then. Like you said,
he said caveman, sir. We can use
caveman.
That term.
Right.
I'm totally fine
We're
with
allowed
that.
To use caveman.
So what's that like? How did you guys get on this tour? Like, did somebody approach you guys? I mean, clearly somebody had to have hit you up.
Somebody in Obituary's camp had contacted
That's great.
Or our booking agent.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. But man, what a weird and cool tour.
Yeah.
Skeleton Witch, you guys, Dust, yeah, and then Obituary, man, so
it's been
good.
Going really well, and the crowd seemed to, like, there's a pretty strong contingent of, like, Obituary fans right. who had never listened to us who, mm-hmm. like, will come up after the show and be like, wow, dude. I didn't realize how, you know, I'm not a real, like, doom metal fan, but.
Yeah.
That's how you snag guys. Cats.
Yep.
That's how you do it, man. Yep.
We don't get to talk to too many doom metal bands here on Metal Shop, but we were kind of wondering, we all know the big four of thrash. We got, you know, Anthrax, Metallica, got Metallica, Slayer. Megadeth, yeah. and Slayer. If you guys were to choose the big four of doom metal, what are a couple bands That's or the four bands that you would choose for the big four of doom metal? And this is all time. It doesn't have to be bands active.
In terms of, like, influence.
Trouble.
See, I would say Vitus.
Yeah, Vitus, for Trouble. Sure.
Sabbath has got to be in there.
Yeah. And then My Dying Bride, maybe.
Nice.
Maybe.
Oh. All right.
I would, I don't know. My personal list would probably be Vitus.
Maybe some Candlemass?
Candlemass, mm-hmm. My Dying Bride, and maybe like Cathedral or something.
Nice.
Pretty
nice.
Influential.
Yeah, because we got a lot of people, like, people that listen to our show are not, it's hard to describe. I wouldn't call it, like, entry level. A lot of, like, Lamb of God fans, mm-hmm. Pantera fans and stuff. So we like to be able to ask that question because, you know, somebody's listening to this with a notepad. They're going, right. Here's a band I got to check out. Here's a band I got to check out. So it's cool.
A lot of our influence comes from more, I mean, I guess you don't, it's probably not extremely, like, apparent in our music, but, like, Funeral Doom.
Yeah.
More, like, skepticism and.
Coliseum. The band, Coliseum. Funeral.
Yeah, Funeral, the band.
Mournful Congregation kind of stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, we kind of started easing Paul Bearer back when we got the first record. We have a segment on the show called The Dub Sack, and at 1 a.m. we play two, like, stoner or doom songs back-to-back with a bunch of, like, bong rip sound effects in between and stuff. So that's when we know, like, that's time to get low and heavy, and it's our celebration of our Washington State green freedoms.
Yes. And getting requests for Paul Bearer. For that, and for any, you know, in any way, it's always really refreshing and cool to hear.
Sweet.
So along the same lines, like, they, like, let us off the leash here to do Metal Shop. We've been doing it for 8 years, and there's no one here. They literally let us play whatever we want. So if it were up to you and you guys had, like, because, you know, our show is 4 hours long.
Jeez.
That's a lot of songs, right?
Yeah.
So if you were to pick, like, three or four, maybe five bands that you would want somebody to hear, or, like, what would you play?
Curating your own playlist.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
The Fury album, I think that's what it's called. Iron Man. They're classic, like,
cool.
Band. Wake, like, for sure. There's a band.
I mean, it could
Arkansas.
Be literally anything.
It looks like Our Wake.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome.
That band's really cool.
Yeah, everything they've ever done is wonderful.
They're on Relapse, right?
Yeah, they were.
And you pronounce it, it's Wake, right?
Yeah,
it's Wake. Okay.
Yeah, they had just to change. They used to just be Wake, but then there's some other, like, band.
Yeah. So there's always, yeah. There's they got to toss an R on the front. Or an AD at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyone else you would throw on that playlist?
In terms of metal stuff? Or
yeah, anything.
I mean, we're all, like, big Robin Trower fans.
Cool.
Maybe put some Mob Rules.
Yeah, Mob Rules.
Nice.
Burn by Deep Purple, that album.
Cool.
Deep Purple's going on tour again now.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
I think it's Priest and Deep Purple, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Such a lineup.
So I got to ask you guys, Typo Negative is one of my favorite bands. You guys do an incredible Typo Negative cover. Were you all huge fans of Typo? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. What's your favorite records or favorite Typo Negative record? Yeah.
October Rust for me.
That's so
pretty,
good.
That one
pretty
and
flawless.
World like Coming
World
Down.
Coming Down is probably their darkest,
oh, yeah.
I think.
I love that record. Right on. R.I.P. So, Peter Steele, obviously.
Yeah. Yep. Man, so Seattle has been a pretty wild place to grow up in. Like, there's a lot. It's very vital around here, and it was, and it is, and it continues to change a lot. But tell us a little bit, because you guys are from Arkansas, tell us a little bit about the local scene there. Like, what was it like coming up there? What is there to check out? Anything you would recommend to people? Like, tell us what it's like from a different, you know, part of the country, you know?
We actually came up in a pretty thriving underground metal scene.
Awesome.
We were kids, pretty much. That's like when Wake...
Yeah,
and Deadbird and okay. a bunch of other bands yeah. like were kind of like in their prime. They were like around our age that we are now, like then. So
you
were
looking
seeing
up to them,
like pretty much just unleashing the most primal cosmic energy.
That's awesome.
Like every
it was
like couple
pretty
of weeks.
Astounding as a, like teenager watching these like bands in their prime, like seeing Wake like 10 years ago would be like it was, they were casting some weird dark
some
magic
spells. From the age. Yeah. It's like unexplainably like insane. Yeah. Pretty
that's
much.
Awesome.
They were doing things like behind the scenes that were like affecting the actual like content of the
room.
Yeah.
The vibe.
And I don't think people would probably expect this from Little Rock, Arkansas, but it's a really inclusive and super supportive scene.
That's
like,
awesome.
It's not your typical kind of like red state stereotype. Like it's
right.
always
it's
been
really
very
good vibes.
Inviting yeah. and it cool. didn't matter if you yeah. like look the part or not, everyone yeah. was just happy to see you. So I've always been pretty proud of it.
And there's like a lot of crossover between like metal and other, you know, because it's such a small town, yeah. everybody knows.
Okay. I mean, dude, we grew up listening to punk and hardcore. So yeah.
yeah. Well, I mean, even
there's virtually
like,
no difference.
The punk and metal scene are pretty much the same. And then
so
also,
cool.
like,
I love that.
You know, like other people in like indie and folk bands and stuff, whatever. We're all just buddies. And
yeah. yeah.
bands with each other.
So there's not enough bands to be too elitist about
exactly.
it. Right? Like, everyone plays together.
All the drunks yeah. and all the people who like didn't have anything better to do to spend their time in.
Hey,
like,
that's how we all ended
together,
up here. Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Nope. So I got a question for you guys. Oh, somebody's headphones are a little hot there. Oh, mm-hmm. they're probably
mine.
So one of my favorite questions to ask people, because we've all got a story, man. Like, what was a light bulb moment, if you can remember one, that you were like, heard a band, saw a show, you were like, damn, I got to be a part of that. And clearly it led you here somehow.
And it's still Wake.
Yeah?
This is just like a Wake since.
What up, Wake?
Like,
shout
yeah.
out.
I want to say probably just like when I was in middle school or something and saw somebody else at school playing guitar or like.
Nice.
They were like, you know, crappy little middle school
right,
band. But I was
exactly.
just like. I need to be up there. Like, that's...
Yeah.
I prefer to be on that
side of
the stage.
Is BC Rich.
Yeah.
Bronze Warlock.
Playing a really, really bad Inner Sandman cover.
This is probably the most, like, generic answer you get, being a Seattle station, but the first time I heard Nirvana, it was done.
That's
and
awesome.
When I was a kid, man. When the drums come in, it smells like Teen Spirit, I was like... completely sold.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, first time I heard Fly by Sugar Ray, dude. I was just, this is what I gotta do with my life.
It's so brutal.
I'm on a fly.
Right on. Paul Bearer, thank you guys. We're gonna let you go. We gotta call an Uber for you guys. He's gotta get there pretty soon. So before we go, any last words you wanna say to the
Northwest.
You
know, Northwest,
yeah.
Paul Bearer fans, man. literally whatever you want, man. We're not
here. We should never just be able to say whatever we want. It's no. going to be too stupid.
Yeah.
No, just, you know, thanks for listening. And
this has always been a part of the country where we've known that we've had a really killer fan base.
Yeah.
Since the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's always welcome for us to come up here. Like, we really enjoy playing in the Pacific Northwest. It's always had the, like, dark and kind of grimy vibe
yeah, exactly.
that we
I dig
we're
it.
Used to. Yeah.
So, A little scummy.
I like
a little
it.
Scary.
I like it scummy.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful city,
yeah.
you know, other than all the condos they're putting up.
Well, yes.
Yeah, let's not get into that, because then we'll just light this place on fire.
But yeah, we have always had a blast playing up here, and we're glad to be back today.
Awesome.
Right. Thank you again.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
We got Paul Bearer in studio.
Cheers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.